This episode is sponsored by Michael Ebmeyer, a.k.a. Cyphermind. He says, a shout-out to MFU, the Magical Frolicking Unicorns, at MagicalFrolickingUnicorns.com. Love the show, guys. Keep it up.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I want to do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, Episode 6, recorded on November 7th, 2010.
I'm the monkey.
I am the dancing.
And I am the bag of Cheetos.
Poo! You're the poo!
Oh, I'm the poo.
You're the poo. And I'm Brent Copeland.
Okay.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And I'm still the poo.
Welcome to the echoing sounds of the Shaft.
Echo.
Yes.
Deep in the bowels of the earth.
Oh, that could have gone many different ways.
I said bowels. And if you weren't here for the live show, you missed a fantastic performance of I'm a Monkey by Brent Copeland. You should have been here.
You should have.
I'm a monkey.
Should have.
Yeah, we have some crazy little pre-show things that we do beforehand, so you can get here live and check out some nonsense.
Yep, add us on Twitter, and you can get Add the Shaft Podcast on Twitter, and you will get announcements for when we're going live. By the way, it's good to be back.
Yes, you've been gone for two episodes. We had a couple other guys fill in for us. Did you check out the
I listened episode? To the last episode, which I wasn't able to listen to episode 4, but I was able to listen to episode 5. You guys went on forever and ever and ever.
We do what our audience asks us to
do. They said they wanted longer episodes. But then there's a couple that actually want shorter episodes, so you can't have it both ways. Yeah. Well, you can totally redeem yourself, and we'll talk about our journeys. Yeah, journey time. All right, Wes.
So I came back, right? And I've been gone for 2 weeks.
Right.
And I feel like I'm on an alien planet. I walk around the server and so much has happened, I don't even know what's going on. Hmm. And like, so my first instinct as a mod, you know, I'm like, well, why don't I teleport to some people that I know and see what they're working on?
Right.
And so I would just teleport to them and I'd go, oh, this is neat. Where am I?
Yeah.
And people would be like, I think you're somewhere north of here and east of there and south of the, and like people were all, and then like I'm in some Bon Jovi desert and then I'm on some big mountain and then I just was like, wow, I have no, and then I teleported to Spencer and I'm like, what are you doing here, Spencer? This is crazy. And then I left and pretend I never saw it.
It was like some kind of
snow globe.
He's working.
Oh, that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Big, huge,
like the kind
snow
you
globe.
Shake up and...
Yeah, so I'd like to go over to him now. We got some new tools on the server and then just make a big sphere and then make it disappear and go, that's pretty cool, Spencer. Have fun. Keep going.
It took me 5 seconds.
And then like he turns around for a second. I make the sphere real big and then he turns back and I make it go away.
Nice.
It's real mean.
You're a jerk.
I am.
So, but I did kind of walk around. I went and visited my stuff that I built. You know, and in comparison, like the things that I've been, like my big hole and my big tunnel, you know, and like I was so proud of my subway tunnel when I made it, that huge wide tunnel that went straight through the earth for as far as the eye can
eat. Yeah.
And then I went walking in Clyde's little canal thing with the glass roof, and I'm like, well, I just feel completely inadequate.
Clyde does that to people.
I know. So I was like, wow, that's just not fair at all.
So you notice like all these new names
there's all kinds of people I don't know, and I'm checking out everybody's new skins, and I'm walking around with my tired old hard-on shirt, you know, and
I love how you don't even pretend it's hard-on.
I do. I said T, heart.
Oh, it sounded like just plain old hard-on.
No, it's hard-on.
You just walk around with my hard-on?
Yep, I do.
It's great.
Yeah.
But
just don't put your hard-on in my shaft.
But I have only been able to poke around in Clyde's big tunnel. twice this week,
and he hasn't been on lately.
I went over and checked out. I went over and checked out Egypt, and it's like a completely different place. And and then like I went in Pirate's Cove for the first time. I hadn't seen Pirate's
Wasn't
Cove.
That cool?
Yeah, it wasn't burning, which was a good thing.
That's good.
And and then we did some experiments. Me and Agent Mulder. He was doing an experiment where he put sand on top of his wooden blocks, like he would make a wooden block and then a sand block, to see if once it caught fire, if the sand would immediately drop and extinguish the fire.
Oh, that's cool.
So we need to get some details on exactly what he learned. He also tried it with snow, like putting snow on top of his wood to see if the snow would put the... we did some neat stuff, though. So
that's cool.
But other than that, I have not... My computer's been kind of down. My monitor has a capacitor going out in it, so it's blinking on and off at about 3 hertz, and so I can only play games on it for short stints because it makes my head hurt. So now I have gone into my garage and pulled out my old 21 inch CRT.
Yeah,
so I've got that hooked up so I can play some more now. What about you, Eric?
Well, let's see. I've been doing a lot of hanging out in Pirate Cove as well. Before it burnt down again. I've been shooting video, trying to get this machinima done, and it's really frustrating me because I can't make the names go away in multiplayer, and I've contacted 3 other people that have made machinima that knew the trick, and all 3 of them won't reply to me. So I kind of tried to email 1 or 2 of the guys again with a different email and a different name and kind of reworded stuff, you know? Tried to give him a little incentive to tell me. Still nothing. It's a very coveted secret. Nobody wants to, release.
Why is that a big deal?
Well, because only a few people know how to do it. So that, therefore, you can make cool videos and no one else can, so people look at you. You know what I mean? It's kind of like an old Hollywood secret. You don't tell people your secret, like a magician.
You think you're using a hacked client?
Who, them?
Yeah.
If they are, they're not saying. I don't care if it's hacked. I just want it done so I can shoot this video, you know? So I'm on the boards all the time. There's a couple other guys that every time I post, I see their post as well. So there's a group of us on the official Minecraft forums trying to find out how to get rid of multiplayer names. So if anybody out there knows, please tell me, because I could have had this video done a week ago, but I honestly don't want a bunch of nasty names hanging out in front, you know.
It's just especially names like Nasty Man
and Creamy Grandpa. So anyway, so that's frustrating, but the filming has actually been going pretty well. I'm using Fraps to record, and I'm also using AutoSizer for Windows, and what that does is you can choose a couple of Windows titles that get automatically sized to X amount when they're launched. So I have Minecraft set to go to 1280 by 720.
Oh, that's kind of cool, so you don't have to manually do it every
exactly.
time. What's the name of that program again?
It's called AutoSizer.
We put a link to that in the show notes.
Okay, yeah, sure will, and it's free. It's just a cheesy little app, so that's pretty cool. And then, let's see here, what else? I started working on Tortuga Hilton Hotel, and there was some kind of weird little buggy issues with this. I don't know what it was. It was like some sort of rollback or something happened, remember?
Why are you all looking at me?
Because.
I guess because, I don't know.
Because we blame you for all the server problems.
No, there was something weird that wiped away some blocks. I'm like, this is kind of a big project. I might just kind of wait on it. Plus, I'm doing this video, too, so I'm trying to not get all ADD and you know what I mean? So
yeah.
And also I finally made a skin for myself. So now I'm myself in the game.
Oh, you're not the Pharaoh anymore?
No. So I did my face and my beard and stuff. I got black shirt on, a little red undershirt, you know, I got the same cargo pants I always wear. So I pretty much look like I really do in real life. And I'm walking around, people are like, dude, Eric, you look just like yourself. Like, oh, I tried. And so does Brent.
Yeah. I got a temp skin on right now, but yeah, I made a skin of me too.
I like it. Yeah.
So we all kind of look like ourselves.
Yeah, we need to get a nice screenshot of it, of all 3 of us together.
Just hanging out. Yeah.
Maybe we should build the podcast room.
Oh, yeah. Photoshop in some mics or something.
And then, like, when we do the podcast, we can all log into Minecraft and sit behind our desks.
Oh, that would be cool.
So we're doing it live on the server.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
We're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
I still think we should figure a way to get Punk to make it where all the records on the server play our podcast instead of whatever song files.
Nice.
Oh, I did do one other thing this week, if you don't mind me interrupting.
Okay.
I went and started a single-player game because I figured, you know, like, you weren't playing single-player, Brent, at least back when I thought anything of it. And I didn't think you were, Eric. So I was like, well, maybe I'll go and I'll poke around with single player. And so I pop in my brand new fresh game, you know, and I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And I was right next to this really cool kind of sheer mountain. Like it had kind of a natural arch on one side and then it went off another way. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go up that arch and I'm going to build something. I'm going to build a balcony on that mountain face up there, and that way I can put a bunch of torches on the walkway and I can sit up there and I can look down and see all the bad guys down there and they won't be able to get me. Ha ha ha. It'll be great. So I go and I build this ledge up there, you know, and I start digging into the mountain a little bit, but I took too long and it got to be dark. And so then I'm like, oh, and then as I'm messing with stuff, I'm like, okay, well, while it's dark, I'll dig down into the earth. But I didn't have any wood left because I had used all my wood. So I'm like, okay, well, I got to wait for it to get daytime to get some wood. So I go and I sit out on my ledge and I hear, you know, and I hear, bring, they're shooting arrows at me.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what that was.
I hear the zombies and the spiders, and I look over the edge and I see some green stuff kind of moving around.
Can you do
around.
The slime? Can you do the slime sound effect?
No, I haven't seen a slime.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen a slime on live yet either.
This was a creeper. There were two creepers hanging out underneath me. Uh-huh. So I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. Well, I'll wait till daytime and I'll watch them burn from up here. I was all excited about them. I'm going to watch them burn. Except I built my ledge too effectively. And basically, they could sit out there all day long without ever being hit by direct sunlight. So I'm out there waiting, and I'm like, I can't go get any more wood. What am I going to do?
They're immortal.
So I basically left the game and came back in.
And they were gone?
And they were gone. Well, I mean, you know, when you log off, it's...
That's true. Yeah, you know, all the...
Cheater.
So, but I had to... I mean, I could... I basically, you know, built a shelter for the people who would slay me.
for the enemy.
Yep. Yep.
The slayers.
That's pretty awesome.
So, Brent.
Brenty.
Oh, are you finished?
Yeah.
You're done?
Yeah.
Let's see. I had started a new thing, the photo of the week, and I thought I'd have a nice photo to talk about, but you know, no one sent it in, so... get on that. Go submit some photos to our screenshot gallery, which is just at deadorcas.com/photos. Nice and easy.
Sweet.
Besides that, I started on a bowling alley. And I made a big old giant white bowling pin.
Yeah, it was nice looking.
And I started the outside and excavated a little bit. And then poof, you know, little rollback action. And it was gone. So, I'm not doing that again yet, but I'm getting some ideas. I'm going to plan it out better this time, and it'll grow.
Well, let me know when you start that. I'll start my hotel back up, and we can get that done.
Get it together.
Because
I want to do like an arcade, too, or something, you know.
Ooh, an arcade.
That would be neat.
And this is all occurring in our downtown Tortuga with the skyscrapers and McDonald's and the theater and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's shaping up to be a pretty cool little area.
Yeah,
there's a lot of new stuff. Like I said, I was walking around like, ooh, what's that doing there? What's that doing there? I've never seen that.
Have you been looking at the map, the Google map?
No. It wasn't working when I was on.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Been looking at me. Anyway. Brent. I've also been playing a lot of single player because, you know, we kind of went to almost this like creative mode on our server where people are getting, you know, whatever blocks and making whatever. And I kind of miss some of the aspects of just, you know, digging and making the stuff for yourself. Because, you know, when you have the tools, it's hard to, you know, make yourself do that all the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, and I thought it'd be good to get some single player stuff up. So I've built a nice mine, got all the way down to where I could mine some obsidian and made a nice portal and went through into, you know, the nether. And I actually, now I'm building a house in there. I read, I believe it's Bob Mills, posted about it. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but apparently you can put like glass up and the ghast and stuff, you know, won't see you behind it.
Yeah, they so just I'm, ignore you.
Yeah, so I made a big glass wall so I can see when they're out there, and I'm kind of making a house. But then I read today on Notch's Twitter where is that where I read it? Man, I can't remember.
It was somewhere.
But it was basically, you know, don't build your house too big in the nether, or a gas could spawn inside your house. So
that's a good little tip.
Better watch out for that, because, you know, we don't really know the properties. Like, just having a torch, is that going to keep them from spawning there? Or,
yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. Huh. So I've been playing around in there, and now I'm building a big wall from my house to my portal, so I don't have to worry about things in between the two. And I had a weird thing happen when I went through my portal. When I came back, it put my portal in a different spot. And so now I had two portals out there. And they both go to the same spot. But I come out of one and I can go in the other. And then I was looking around the other day, and I have a lot of icy water outside of, like, my area. Mm-hmm. And I noticed another portal out there. And I was like, what's... And I haven't ventured out to it yet because it's pretty far out there. To see, like, if it goes to the same place or not. So there's some weird mechanics, I think, where if you know, you place your portal and if you land, I guess, on, like, levels, that maybe it puts you somewhere else and builds another portal there. Something weird.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. But yeah, that's about it. We're trying to get things settled on our server. The guys over at Minecraft.com with a Y have been working hard to fix some stuff. We got attacked, apparently, by some ne'er-do-wells, and so they've been working to fix all that, and we appreciate the help with that a lot. So
ne'er-do-wells.
What does that mean?
You really don't know what a ne'er-do-well is?
Bad people.
No.
Nair is...
It's a new Minecraft mob. It goes around in griefs.
Is this stuff from a book or something?
No. Nair is poetic license on never. N-E-apostrophe-E-R. Nair.
Okay.
So, never do well is a bad person. Okay. You really didn't know
that's
that?
That's weird.
No. You've never heard the term ne'er do well?
Uh-uh. Oh, well. Okay. But, yeah, that's great. All right, let's move on.
I need to buy you some books.
I know. I won't read them, though.
Excavation Station.
I think I just laid something.
Excavation Station, where we propose new features. Oh, wait. There was already a bumper, right? I didn't need to sing that? Okay.
Oh, I hate to go back for 1 second, but Ferdimos just pointed out something really important about the glass walls. If you leave spaces in it and a gas does shoot fire at you, it will melt the glass. So make sure you don't leave spaces. Thanks, Ferdimos. In the chat room, where everybody should be. Anyway, excavation station. Go on.
Fertimos.
Excavation station. Sorry.
Okay, so, Brent, what do you think would be a good new feature?
I was thinking, and my son's been playing a lot, so he'll be over there and he'll be like, I want you to come see my house, or I want to come see your house, but, you know, we're playing single player, I don't know how to go see his house. And so I was thinking, how cool it'd be to have just like a little co-op instead of having to get a server or something. And sorry, Punk, I'm not saying people should get servers. Definitely get servers. But like to have a little co-op where you can invite people over to your house and you go look at their house and things like that. Maybe visiting.
Okay. That would be pretty cool. Co-op. Like if you had networked computers, you could have a shared data file that maybe only one program could access at a time.
Sure.
And two people could play on the same map, but they would have to alternate gameplay times.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
I would just like it to use your map and go ahead and make it easier to connect so you don't have to be like, hey, here's my IP and do all that stuff. And then basically have portals like he's going to do. And eventually there's going to be portals where you can go from server to server. Oh. But
yeah.
What if you could have a portal that was designated, you know, you could allow someone else to come to your home.
Yeah.
Just come in.
Okay. Yeah. Dusty Green in the chat room says like Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
It could be something like that, right? Where all of a sudden you're instanced into their zone or their server.
What is really scary about this concept?
What?
That you got this by reference to Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with Animal Crossing.
I remember playing a lot of that anyway.
I'm just going to pretend you never said that.
All right.
You don't like Animal Crossing?
I'm not talking to you.
It's a lot like Minecraft, except for you don't build stuff. Yeah. I think maybe it's his base model for the whole game.
There's a lot more rounded surfaces in that game.
Yeah.
So I don't have a whole lot of new ideas, but mm-hmm. I did have one thing, and it's totally game-breaking, but this is what I would like, okay? But as opposed to like a like something in the game. Like, well, I would like to be able to rappel. So let's imagine. I just want you to imagine, okay? I want to dig a tunnel straight down, okay? So what I do is I lock a point down. I have a rope, and I can, like, chisel directly below me, but I'm holding onto a rope. And that way, if the block below me, like, opens up to lava, I'm still holding onto the rope.
I like it.
I want to be able to rappel really like in the game.
Put some ladders down. So you're going down. Dig ladder. Dig ladder.
Does that work?
I don't know. Seems like it would.
But I figured, like, you would be resting on the block, though, when you were digging it out. So yeah. I'm thinking of, like, a rope ladder. A Mission Impossible kind of hang from the ceiling, you know, chop on the floor kind of thing.
So, yeah, it could be a rope or a rope ladder, something that can suspend in air. Because a traditional ladder has to be placed on a block, and you can't use that. So I like that. Repelling. Very cool. I like it. I approve.
Well, I don't.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Well, that's a great idea. But I like ropes. And don't we have an MP3 about ropes? Are we going to play that now, or is that later?
We have one about ropes? Oh, yeah, we do. We do have a rope one.
Is
okay.
that something that's going to have to be inserted?
Oh, no. I go right here. Okay, so, yeah, this is a call from Tic Tac Boom.
What's up, guys? Tic Tac Boom here. Calling in with the idea that I thought would be cool to have in Minecraft. So last week you talked about having horses as mounts in the game. And since if you add a new animal, you're going to need something that drops off them if you kill them. I thought it would be cool to have hair drop off them, since that's really the only useful part on a horse. And with enough hair, you can make rope. And with rope, you can make all kinds of stuff. Like, maybe you can make a zip line. You can combine it with the cloth blocks to make a parachute. You can combine it with steel to make a sort of like a grappling hook so you can get up onto cliffs or the occasional floating island easier. And I know there's string in the game now that drops off the spiders, but this might serve as a different type of material. Or maybe you'd just be able to make rope out of combining enough string together. So that was my idea. Love to hear what you think about it, and keep up the good work with the show.
I like it.
Now, I like it, like the idea of the rope. But I think let's just go ahead and use the string. We got the string. We can make rope for that. Let's save the horse for glue.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Right? That's what everybody thinks of horses, right? Glue factory.
Yeah. That or throwing their heads in people's beds.
That's true. So,
well, this rope. Griefers
can start throwing horse heads in our beds.
The rope can be used for a lot of different things. I really like zip line. I like parachute as well.
Well, I like. Can you imagine if you had a grappling hook and you could throw it to the top of a mountain and pull yourself up without digging out?
Well, I think
there's a lot of cool stuff.
I think really what matches that, like, what is something that you can create all these things from? I realize a rope would be part of the recipe, but if you dig down to more of a molecular structure, like what would it be created from? Probably hemp, right? Yeah. Very strong hemp rope. You could create hemp fabrics. You could create a parachute.
So now you're looking for him to grow some marijuana in the game?
Yeah, why not? You can make a lot of things from hemp, right?
It can come from Prop 19 expansion.
There you go.
Ask him, what, like ATF or something, Raiden House?
Those pot smoking griefers.
So, Eric, we have not heard. I see there's a couple of bullets here under your name.
Yeah, okay. So, I would like to see improved chat. And this isn't way off. This is probably definitely going to happen one day. But it'd be kind of cool to get maybe a small task bar or something where you can pop up like private messages and stuff like that. Kind of manage it a little better. Kind of like BattleNet, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. At least have a button that can scroll beyond the buffer of just the screen. Like, I mean, there's many times something was said, but you can't scroll up. You know, it's gone forever. It's a very simple chat. So I would just like to see lots and lots of improvements on that. Reply to someone with a touch of a button instead of having to type /message Brent Copeland, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, yes. And of course, actually, I have a cool chat mod I'll talk about at the end of the show. Also, in-game server lists. And I wrote this down about a week ago, and I discovered that there is going to be an in-game server list, and it's going to be in there soon.
I actually am not a fan of that concept.
Well,
I don't know if I want strangers knowing our server is there.
Well, no, I think this is more like favorites. Like, I have a text file on my desktop, and I have to put... I have about four or five different servers that I just kind of wander around in. I don't really build in, but this is kind of a
definitely
like bookmarks.
You should be able to bookmark the servers and go to them. Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know for sure though. That's what I'm thinking. I hope it's not some kind of big public display.
Well, there may be a public display, but I assume they would have some kind of opt-in option.
Yeah.
You know, just like, I mean, you know, TF2 does that. Yeah. You know, you can say, I don't want to be
in that's true. Be a private server or not. Or
We have an email.
We do. Cool. You want to read it?
Sure. I'd be happy to. I've got it right here in front of me, my beautiful PDF, thanks to Eric Fullerton.
Excellent.
This is from Chef Garrett, a.k.a. Pitt, with two T's. I have a suggestion for a feature I'd like to see in the game. Fire extinguishers. The way I would do it is I would have a crafted block that when it caught fire, it exploded into a fire-extinguishing, fireproof foam that would spread out in all directions for 10 blocks. Thanks for inviting me to the server.
Wow.
That's a cool idea.
I think so, too.
I think it was spawned by being on our server.
I think it's hard to imagine. I think it would just be better if you had, like, a bucket, or some kind of bucket device, and if you used it, then anything within 10 blocks was extinguished. So that a little less dramatic.
That'd be awesome.
No, I like
be able to
dramatic.
Play pranks on people. You have like, the plates that then go to like a red dust over to a bucket of water on top of the door, so when they walk through it pours water on their head.
Well, I think where there's a plus, there's a minus. So you have to have symmetry. So if you have the fire extinguisher, then you need the napalm gun or something. Some way to spray
fire. No, we don't
need
more fire. We don't need any more fire on the
server.
But
it balances the world.
No. No, need no balance.
I have to say one of the great things about this game is that there are certain things that you can't reverse, and fire is one of them. And I'm not necessarily sure I want something in the game that stops fire from being able to do what it's supposed to do.
Do you want flamethrowers, little pyros running around?
We're about to take fire off our server.
Really?
Because we can't stop it.
Yeah.
Well, people should just need to stop building stuff out of wood. Didn't they learn anything from the pigs?
No. You know what else I want to see?
What?
And we can do this without any sort of features. We need to come up with the Shaft podcast tabard. And now everybody needs to go and take their current, avatar and put the tabard on there. You just take it and then just for the body part, you would put the tabard on there, right? Yeah. And then everybody on the server, and you would know just by seeing someone if they were, listening to the show.
Part of the cult.
Yeah.
Maybe there should be a whole heraldry section where you can, put heraldry on the walls of your buildings and things like that.
Yeah. Well, that's we could do that, right? It'd just be really big.
Yes. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Ready for the big news?
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Notch's fiance turns 30 today.
Hey! Yay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And if you logged into Minecraft today, you'll be greeted with a little happy birthday on the title screen. I thought that was kind of cool.
I wonder if she was...
Very nice.
I wonder how she feels now that this thing that was stealing so much of his time and keeping him from her is now making him money. I wonder how she feels about that.
Probably really good. And especially that he will put it down to go take her out to dinner.
Yeah.
They're probably eating a very nice, expensive steak right now.
Very smart move. Steak. And I think the smarter move would be to play this for her. Just this, what we're saying.
Oh.
Yeah. I know you're looking at there's a special.
I was like, oh, there's an MP3. Are we going to do it? We have a happy birthday?
Happy birthday to Notch's girlfriend. Happy birthday to Notch's girlfriend.
Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday,
to you.
Also,
Halloween. Where's the slide whistle? We don't have the slide whistle.
Top drawer on the left.
Somewhere around here. Oh, can you see it? I'll bust it out when you least expect it.
Top drawer on the left.
That's the best time to pull it out. So we have a Halloween patch notes that we didn't talk about last week because it had just come out. So, of course, we all know that the Nether, or the Hell World, was released. We've already pretty much talked about that. Two new mobs. You got the Ghast and the Zombie Pigmen. We kind of knew about that. Let's see. Anything new? Okay, six new block types. Lightstone. That's a cool name. For a while, I didn't really know what to call it, but okay. Lightstone, Netherstone,
Slow Sand. Why don't you tell me about these? I haven't experienced any of this stuff.
Well, oh, okay. And these are names that just like the community came up with.
I think so. From the wiki.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, I don't think he's actually said, yes, that's what his name
is. Right, yeah, true.
So what is Lightstone?
It is a stone. It creates light. It's actually twice as large as a torch.
Mm-hmm.
It spawns on the ceilings in the Nether.
Mm-hmm.
At least so far, that's the only places I've seen it down there. It'll be in clumps, so there'll be a bunch. You can destroy it like glass. It breaks and drops one dust per, kind of like red dust.
Okay.
Now, it takes 9 of those to build a block again.
Oh.
So, you know, it's pretty rough to get a nice set of it.
Yeah.
Unless you're on our server, and then you just spawn a bunch. But playing solo, I mean, like, I have one lightstone block, and I'm very proud of my one lightstone block.
Yeah,
and
it's really nice.
And then next we have netherstone.
Netherstone, I think, is just... Oh, by the way, the lightstone, real ugly. It's this green, boily-looking, nasty... I wish it was more attractive,
Does it look like uranium or something?
It looks like Chet from, you know, the big fat blob guy from Weird Science?
Yeah.
It's like him.
It's like an old 70s rug, like paisley rug or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it could look good in certain situations. Now, Netherstone, that's what they used to call Hellstone.
Yeah.
And red. That's the stuff in that the Nether is made of.
Okay.
Like, it's everywhere.
Does it have any unique properties?
You can dig it really fast with a pick.
That's right. One hit, right?
Yeah. But it'll, like, you're, well, I see, I'm going with from single player, you know, using a cobblestone pick or whatever. Man, they break so fast on that stuff. Like, it's okay. Like, blah, 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 and it's gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other properties of it,
it's cool red color. It's your only red brick that you can use other than dirt. It's kind of more of a brown, but
brown.
I built a theater, and it was really nice to use the netherstone as the red curtain.
Oh,
so or a red carpet is nice too.
Yeah.
Also, you got slow sand. It's like sand but slower.
Oh.
Well, you walk slower over it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It slows you down.
Do you sink
which
in
is
it?
Not what you want when there's a gas shooting fire at you.
Oh. Yeah.
Which, I assume a lot of people know this. You can, when a gas shoots a fireball at you, you can actually knock it back at them.
Really?
Yeah.
You swing?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Now, swing like left click, not right click. A lot of people think right click, but no.
Oh, did we mention Netherstone, you light it on fire and it stays forever?
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't mention that.
Oh,
but
that's
cool. Burns forever.
So. Yeah, that would be a pretty significant quality of it that you should have mentioned when I ask about the quality.
Which is dangerous when you're in the Nether because they're throwing fire around and that's the whole place is made of it. So
yeah.
Then you got pumpkins. You know what a pumpkin is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can take a pumpkin, and there's usually a patch. There'll be like... I don't know how many, like 5 or 6 in a patch. And you can take the pumpkin and then put it on your head. You can wear it. And when you do, your view actually looks like the inside of a pumpkin. It's kind of carved out.
So eye cutouts. It's cool.
Not something you really want to wear often because you lose a lot of view. Then you can take that pumpkin and put it in your tool chest or whatever and put a candle under it and make it into a jack-o'-lantern, which is now a lighted pumpkin.
Oh.
And puts out a good bit of light.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
And then lastly, we have portals.
Yep.
Is that just a square of obsidian?
It's kind of a frame, like a doorway frame.
Yeah.
You have to make sure there's 2x3 of empty, and then you light the base of your frame on fire, and then it creates a portal.
Oh.
So it's just kind of a rectangle. It's really cool, and it makes a creepy noise when you get close to it. It's really cool. And really nice particle effects.
If you remember, the last time I played single player was when I was doing the free weekend and I couldn't get my sound to work. And so I was kind of surprised when music started playing.
Yeah, multiplayer got music now.
Yeah, and man, the sounds, speaking of sounds, in the Nether, oh man, I have to take my headphones off because it's crazy. It's just like a bunch of screaming.
Yeah.
And oh, God, it's horrible. And like you think something's behind you. And then it used to be a problem that the ghasts and the pigmen would walk into lava and burn, and then they're all screaming. But supposedly that's going to be fixed in the update tomorrow, that they won't run into it. Or they won't catch on fire either. So that'd be a little different experience.
Yeah. A little smarter, I guess.
Well, next on this big list, we've got some multiplayer bug fixes, which I don't figure we're going to go over, are we?
Nah.
We've got pumpkin helmets, which we've already discussed.
Yeah. Craftable
watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The watch is like a compass, but you use gold instead of iron, I guess, for the compass. And have you not seen it yet? The watch? It's cool. It's like, it's a watch that basically kind of has this, it shows you a moon or a sun, and they're rotating in a circle, so you can kind of see when the sun is high noon.
Oh, cool.
And it rotates around. Pretty cool.
Apparently I'm a moron, because I have a horrible time, like, reading my watch. I'm like,
Why? It's just small. Well,
when it's full blue or when it's full black, I know what it is. Oh, but it's kind of like when it's in that in between. It's just
that's true.
I'm not sure really where it's at or where it's going on.
Yeah, that's true.
But and that's just because I'm a moron.
But it's nice for if you're down in a shaft or something and you want to know if it's light outside or not. And let's see. That's kind of and of course Dawn and Dusk, new reddish colors. For the real sunset look.
And biomes, which I think you discussed.
And biomes, yep. And the cool stuff, some undocumented stuff here, are the F keys. And F1 hides the HUD, which is very nice. It removes everything but names on multiplayer. And I was wondering, I didn't figure that out last episode. And right after the show, people in the chat room were telling me about it. But I thank everybody who emailed me this week about it, because I really was kind of disappointed that wasn't in there. But it is in there. And a really cool secret is, if you want to film with the HUD off and walk around and you're tired of holding F1 down, like I was when I actually scotch taped it down, you can hold down F1 and press Alt and then let go of F1, and it's now toggled on. If you want to toggle it back off, just hit F1 again, and then it's off. So Alt is the magic key, but if you're on Mac, then use Command. So that's a very cool little thing. Also,
which that's something that I don't know if Macs, Java's going away for Macs, isn't it?
Yes, Java's going away for Macs.
So yeah, that means sucks. Minecraft is going away for Macs.
Yeah.
And I believe I saw Notch tweet something about that if you recently bought it on a Mac that they would refund your purchase, but if you bought it a long time ago, they can't do it just because, I guess, it can't.
Why
they
are they? I mean,
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, they're just.
Why would you remove functionality?
He wants everybody to go HTML5.
Well, they're opening up an app store, too, so they don't want any kind of other avenues.
They want their computers to be an iPhone.
Yeah. But that's a whole nother topic. Getting back on track.
I'm just baffled. Do you see me looking at both you guys? I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, I mean, Flash. That was, anyway, that's a different podcast.
Anyway, so you can now take screenshots with the F2 key, but the trick is you have to be holding F1 to remove the HUD before you can hit F2 to take the screenshot. But when you do, it gets saved to your user directory, or basically your Minecraft binary directory, or where the binaries are stored. There's a new directory called screenshots, and it's either a PNG or a JPEG.
It's a PNG.
Is that it? Yeah, it's a PNG. So that's cool. So that's hold F1. Tap F2.
I wonder why.
Why it's a PNG?
Yeah.
Oh, less compression. I don't know.
It's weird, though, isn't it, though?
Meh.
PNG.
PNG.
Hey, that's not on our server. Stop that.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you were going, PNG, American hero. PNG is there.
Oh. No, it really wasn't funny either way, though. Okay. So we can move on.
That's great. Okay, and then moving on down the F keys, we got F5 for third person view. All right. So
are we still on the freaking F keys?
Yes, this is exciting. Oh, man. Okay, now.
This isn't exciting.
It isn't exciting.
Now, so, hold down F1 to get rid of the HUD, and then hit F5 to go into
F12.
F5's been there.
And then
F5 and F11 have been there.
Oh, has it been in there? Yeah. Well, people may not know. And then you can take a picture of yourself.
We don't tell them things like that.
It's like MySpace. You can take a picture of yourself in the bathroom. F1 and F5.
And if you hit F1, F5, F11, and F12 all at the same time, you win.
You win the game.
Yeah. And which is the magic key that always gets you? Is it F10?
I don't know.
Which one logs you off?
Alt F4. Yeah.
There was one time in TF2 when they
asked F10 quit the game. Yeah.
How to do a screenshot, and they told Wes it was F10, and he goes, "What?" And like he leaves the server.
Yep. Wes Wilson leaves the game.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So
People used to do that on MUDs too. They'd always go, you know, "Hey, what's the command for doing this?" Alt F4, and then you'd see a bunch of people disconnect.
Yeah.
Or for, you know, "Wow, how do you do something?" And or
equipment G-quit.
Or something, and it was like do /EX or something like that. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, we got something from RPG Lover 101 right here, which he said, according to Craft Hub, Minecraft for the iPhone is not official or supported, and Notch has claimed that it is a hoax.
Yeah, okay. Well, so that's that, I guess.
Well, and I, like, yeah.
That means that he's free to do it one day himself. Well, that's cool. Also, Minecraft goes 3D.
Woo!
So, a tweet from Notch says, "I just ordered a 3D-compatible monitor and some proper 3D glasses. Hopefully, Minecraft will get real stereoscopic 3D support soon."
Whoa. Crazy, man. And he's also confirmed that Alpha's going to get a creative mode.
Yep. So there's that. I guess we already kind of have creative mode on our server, don't we?
Yeah.
Lastly, survival mode multiplayer is priority number one for Notch.
Yay!
I think that's going to be really cool.
This is going to be really
cool. I'm not necessarily sure I like being invulnerable. I think it will be a completely different game when we can be harmed.
The one thing I'm not looking forward to, and I hope he updates it to somehow do it, but like everybody wearing skins, like once you have to start wearing armor because you can be hurt, it just completely covers up your skin and makes your skin pretty much worthless.
Yeah.
Or you'll have like this just a little bit, you know, coming out of your face. And that'll be it. So I don't know what you could do, though. If you tint the skins, that would still be kind of odd. Or if you can skin your armor. I don't know. It seems like skins are such a big thing on
multiplayer
that that'd be something hard to throw away. I guess you could have, like, if you had safe cities, like that'll be kind of cool if you've got to actually make your city safe, so you're putting up, like, walls and barricades in some places, and then once you're safe, you can take off your armor and walk around and show your skin off.
Yeah. Show some skin.
Sounds dirty. Sounds dirty.
So one of the biggest things that he's doing that I think is the coolest thing is teleporting players between servers where the player equipment will follow through to the portal and everything. But he says that the servers will have to agree beforehand. So, I mean, I guess we kind of touched on that with the whole Animal Crossing thing.
Yeah.
But that's really something he's going to do.
Yeah.
That's freaking cool.
That is pretty cool.
And then they'll open up a whole new world of advertising. Hey, Craft Hub, let's put a portal between Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Anyway, next.
Next is, you know, there's a huge patch happening tomorrow.
Which, by the time you listen to this, probably will be 3 days ago.
It'll be out, so we're going to have to catch up again like we did for this episode. Next week, we're going to be talking all about the new patch, so go check it out. It's going to be fun. One of the biggest features, I'm only going to mention this one. Minecraft.
Well, I'm going to mention a bunch more then.
Oh, okay. You can if you want. This one feature is the official texture pack replacement support. So that you'll be able to actually switch your textures without having to go in and being all technical and stuff. You just, you know, there's a nice list. And to celebrate this new support, Webhullen, in collaboration with Mojang and Notch, are running a texture pack competition. There's three prizes. You win solid-state hard drives. The deadline is December 20th. And I'll put a link in the show notes for that. So that is a texture pack competition. So get on painting.
I don't know how I feel about texture packs. It makes me feel kind of weird.
I go all natural.
I do too.
These days.
Yeah, I did too, because you don't really, I don't know. I don't like making something and then not knowing how other people are going to see it.
Me too. Yeah.
Like, is it going to look really crappy with another texture pack on it?
Yeah, yeah.
And is that going to open the door for easy cheating by, like, you know, making all your textures invisible for a certain block or something so you can find other blocks easier?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Things like that.
Well, yeah, you can already make a transparent block. Put it down on the ground, and you can see into the ground, into the cave structures.
Right.
Which I've done.
Really?
Cheater.
I was just seeing what would happen. But yeah, so was there any other feature you wanted to talk about for the next patch, or did
well,
you
do we not want to just say what's coming up in the patch, or we just want to give them a link and let them see?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's name off some good stuff.
I like the multiplayer stuff. I like that the boats are going to be now visible to other players.
Yes,
right finally. Now. So then you can put a boat down for someone else and let them.
If I put a boat down, nobody else can see it?
Correct. No, sir. You're just running around real fast in the water.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks pretty silly. Yeah. And then the other thing I thought was cool was the mine carts are going to move nicer, which we don't really allow them on our server just because they're so buggy. And you can actually...
I didn't think they moved at all.
We've crashed the server before. No, you can move them. You can put tracks down and you can move them. But there's something weird where if you start pushing on them or weird ways... And this, and I'm talking about at least the minecart with the big chest in it. Yeah. It'll start bugging out and start just like flashing and going real fast, and then you end up like crashing.
Oh.
And I hear you can crash the server by doing stuff like that. So we've been just trying to not let people do that. So he's also going to get fishing working, but it needs more work, he says. And apparently, the multiplayer, you don't see any sheeps or cows. Well, he's going to fix that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Buckets
Moo.
Working. There's an interrupting cow. I think that's a big one, the buckets actually working.
Creepers are going to have fun with that one.
Well, we're going to take lava off completely.
We're going to take buckets away. Sorry.
No buckets.
No, just buckets of lava.
Right.
So you can't pour your buckets of lava on stuff. Yeah. Stairs are going to be fixed so you can actually destroy them.
Oh, God. They take so long to destroy. Basically, you get rid of it and it comes right back. Like 20 times in a row.
Yeah. So anyway, those are the main ones I'd like to see. There's a bunch of other stuff for general fixes that you can read about.
Okay.
On the link that Eric's going to put in the show notes.
I promise. All right, ready to see some amazing sights?
I am.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
So, the intense things this week. This was a video. I hope that you saw this by now. I'm only going to talk about one video this segment. but this is a programmable lock that self-destructs after 3 incorrect tries.
Yeah.
It's just really technical and nerdy redstone schematic of, it's craziness. It's very impressive.
Yeah, it was like watching the guy who built the computer thing that was so huge, and I was just like, that's hurting my brain.
Well,
imagine doing that.
There's a new guy who did an 8-bit CPU, and there's another guy who did a 16-bit. But the videos are funny because it's like a guy showing off all this crazy stuff. It's like miles of redstone lines and switches and stuff, and they can walk around and talk all they want to. But I'm like, what's he really doing? Like, yeah. I don't see any output. What are you're switching things and you're talking about all this cool stuff, but like,
Well, then they'll show like 3, it added, 1 + 2, so there's 3 candles lit. And it's like,
yeah, it's just a weird obscure. I'm not saying it's not
really
impressive.
Cool that they can do that. It's still just 3 candles.
It's just like,
watch this. Boom, boom, boom. I lit 3 candles. Yeah. Beat you. No,
I don't know.
I think it's awesome.
I think the coolest use for this so far has been this programmable lock. I can see the results. I can see what has been computed. I see the output. The other ones, the buttons and the switches, it's too obscure for me. So this is cool. If I see another one, I'll probably be equally, impressed. But I would love to see a computer build something, like a structure or something.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
Now, someone was working on a lock on our server, but I think they messed up with the calculation so multiple numbers could open it.
Oh.
But,
So all of that stuff's working on multiplayer, I guess?
I don't know if all of it, but I think most of the Red Dust stuff is now working on multiplayer.
Oh, okay.
I just don't think people try it.
I need to...
It's so obscure, and I don't want to see people making computer farms next to Tortuga.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's this? And all it takes is one guy to, like, destroy one Red Dust, and then your whole computer's, and you'll spend, like, weeks going, what Red Dust is missing? it's like, what the?
Oh, I know.
That's what learning computer programming was like in like 1985.
Oh, God. Debugging like miles and miles of physical terrain, though.
Yeah. Let's see. I discovered some weird little clones Minecraft clones and other kind of Minecraft copycats and stuff like that. 2D Craft is weird. It's you can play it right in the browser, and it's like it's 2D. You're honestly walking around. I mean, you have all the same textures, all the same blocks. You can add, remove, but it's 2D, so you can just kind of imagine that you're just walking along. You can dig down, up, whatever, and it's just bizarre. I really don't understand why it exists. But yeah, if you want to check it out, it's 2dcraft.net. Don't know what else he's going to add to the game.
And it's only $7. It's half the price.
The other one I looked at was Cube Lands.
Did you actually go to the game?
Yeah, I went to the game, signed up, played it, got on a multiplayer server, and I got to say, it's pretty polished. It's got some sweet music. Everything looks kind of plasticky because there's like a highlight on everything. It kind of looks like maybe even a bump map was applied to all the surfaces. Looks really good.
Yeah.
But it seems like the whole world, like each block is a little too big. It's not like I don't know. Everything just kind of feels weird. I think it feels more of like a kid's game because there's less resolution because the blocks are bigger. So there's really not a lot of things that you can create that are going to look cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm walking around and I see a lot of people putting a lot of work into their castles and their houses, but everything's so big that it's just like, looks like simple Legos and stuff, but I gotta say, the game's pretty polished and everything. The avatars look kind of like Wii avatars, and you know, big round heads and stuff. And the clouds were realistic. I kind of didn't like that. Like, a realistic photograph of clouds. I'm like, dude, you just ruined the whole look. I mean, you gotta have cool, like, square, little pixelated, you know? Very bizarre. Yeah. I didn't hate it, but I'm not gonna go back to it. There's just not enough there for me.
Yeah, that was good. That was an awesome segment.
Sweet. Let's do some of this now.
Resources.
That never stops getting funny.
Jeez. So, Brent, you've been creating some skins from a sweet website.
I haven't. I like this because I had been just doing it in Photoshop, and it's very tedious in Photoshop. And there's a site called minersneedcoolshoes.com, and it's all in the browser. You don't have to like download a program or anything, and you can sit there and you know you have your eye drop to get colors, and you just can place your blocks and
you can preview in real time.
Yeah, there's a real-time preview and everything, and then you can just save it off as a skin, as a PNG.
Very nice.
And then upload it right away. And I've been taking advantage of it.
Did you use the other skin tool? I can't remember what it's called.
Skin Edit?
Yeah.
I didn't, because when I heard of Skin Edit, I just found this one. And so it was kind of like, it does what Skin Edit does, but in the browser, so I don't have to download something. But I made some modifications to myself because it's so easy. You can actually upload a skin to it.
Yeah.
So I took me and then I made basically like an oh crap face where like my eyes are bulging out of my head and I'm, doing that, which you were doing. and so it was really easy just to make simple modifications and throw it right up. And then I made an R2-D2, then an R2-D2 man because I didn't really like the R2-D2. Yeah. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I highly recommend that skin site.
Very nice, very nice. So I checked out some mods this week, and oh my goodness, I found some good ones. I can't live without them. See, I was afraid of that. These mods are so good, I don't want to see them go away. And so far, there's been two patches or two upgrades that have happened since I've used these mods. They still work. I'm praying to God they work tomorrow. But anyway, they're so cool, I just had to talk about them. But there's one package that you install, and it installs three add-ons. So it's really simple to do. The first one is Ambient Occlusion 1.0. And it basically, it says, modifies the lighting system to add a subtle ambient occlusion effect that simulates real-world light. I don't really know what that means, but I was a 3D modeler for a long time, and a term that I know is radiosity. Radiosity is basically a light hits a dull surface and bounces off and scatters, right? And creates kind of a more light on another object, basically. So that's kind of what it looks like. What's happening here is each block, towards the base of each block, it's kind of, it's kind of a gradient or a shadow. And it really defines the shape of the entire world. It just looks just a little more polished, and you can kind of make more sense out of the world. Now, it doesn't make it look realistic, and it doesn't change it so much to where you're like, whoa, this doesn't feel like Minecraft anymore. It's so subtle that when you turn it off, you'll hate it. Or at least I do.
Yeah.
So it is so awesome, and I really hope that he puts this into the real game. So far, you're going to notice a little slight difference with this machinima that we're working on, because I'm using this mod, and now I'm using regular textures, though, but I'm using this ambient occlusion.
Okay, so that sounds pretty cool, and this next one you have here is a simple map. It's version 9.1. Now, it puts a mini-map into your screen. Now, is this kind of like World of Warcraft mini-map?
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, how much distance does it actually show in this mini-map?
A lot.
So it's like a top-down
of
the land.
And you can orient it any way you want. You can make north be top, you know, point up or east or whatever. You can also tell it to show current coordinates of where you are. I have that turned off because
I think this is going to make Spencer and Wes mad. Don't y'all believe that minimaps ruined MMOs?
Adventure games, yes, but this is an adventure game.
Oh, it is an adventure game.
And now this is something that Notch is against, by the way. So if this goes away, I'm really not going to be that scarred. It's the other one that I'm really loving, the ambient occlusion.
Okay, well, that sounds like a cool one. And the last one.
The last one, SM Chat. And this, simply, all it does is allows you to hit tab to reply to the last person that messaged you. Saves a lot of time. So I can't live without that mod either.
So maybe they'll update the mod to add more functionality.
Maybe, yeah. So
should we start an SM Chat podcast? Is it that good?
It's just that good. So anyway, all of these three mods can be installed all at once using Mr. Messiah's Minecraft Mods version 1.0. And I will put a link to a Craft Hub article that showed this off. Very cool.
Now, when you say you're going to put a link there, does that mean you're going to make it like an 8-bit sprite in Minecraft blocks of Link from Zelda on the server?
That's exactly what I meant.
That's really weird. I think you should just put the link in the show notes.
Okay.
So,
listener contributions. Listener
contributions.
And that was it for the bumper.
Dun, dun.
So I see here we have something from a Frit.
A Frit! Here it goes.
Hey Shaft, Ifrit here. I've got a question for you guys. With bread being a crap health item, giving you only 2.5 hearts, I was wondering what you guys think that Notch can do to make bread a more useful item, because it takes so long to get via cropping and farming. One thought I had was to make it bread stackable, allowing you to tie multiple loaves with you into your shaft without having to take up so much inventory, whereas stuff like meat, it heals you more, but you won't be able to carry as much, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, great show, best of luck with it, and see ya.
That's not a bad idea, but wouldn't having food that stacks make it so that if you ever got in a fight, you just had to just keep hitting the same button over and over again just to heal yourself? I mean, yeah, you'd have to hit it quickly. Yeah, maybe there'd have to be a cooldown on it.
Yeah, but basically he's just kind of wondering if there should be a buff to bread or a balance by nerfing other, you know.
Hey, that's maybe not a bad idea. Instead of like just giving you health, maybe it gives you 2 hearts, but it also gives you like a damage shield.
Yeah. Ah. Maybe it makes you regular.
What do you mean?
Like, so you poop?
Yes.
Like fiber?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we got something here from Meow
Center.
This is
from the man who sang the monkey song before we started this show. He's like,
accompany that comment with guitar and we'll talk. So, Meow Scenery. Hey, guys. What would your opinion be on block types that affect weather or have certain effects tied to them, such as a block type that, when placed somewhere, created a foggy area so you could recreate Silent Hill?
Well, you could make dry ice. That would be kind of cool. A big block of dry ice. And I think it's meowcenary, like a mercenary, but meowcenary.
Oh, like a cat.
Yeah.
Meow.
Meow.
That poops because it's been eating its fiber.
And he'll take money to kill you.
There was a smoke block that Notch was working on. And his old to-do list, so I don't know if that's pretty old
that
stuff.
That's cool. Maybe even like sound blocks.
Sound blocks?
Ooh, that would be kind of
like
cool.
Like record player?
I mean, kind of, but like, now maybe I have a sound effect. Like, what if you could skin a sound block, kind of like you skin your avatar, but you could, you know, put a real small WAV file or whatever you used and upload it, and then when you played it, it was like, you know, Thunderclap or something for Cloud City
Maybe kind of like a sound spray.
Yeah.
An audio spray.
Interesting. Okay. Huh, I like that. I'll buy that for a dollar.
The next one is from Mindrail, and he says, here's something to look at, a 3D model converter viewer specifically for Minecraft. It takes free VRML models, converts them to blockier and with alternating color splices, and use the viewer to view and count blocks, thus making them easier to build in Minecraft.
Cool. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it's a model. It's a model viewer that you can.
So you take VRML models and it tells you how to build them in Minecraft.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. It breaks it down voxel style.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. That's pretty cool. And there's you can get it at patrickmin.com/Minecraft, and there's a tutorial, and we will link to that in the show notes.
In the show notes. Take that.
Homeboy. And here's one from our homeboy, Jaden B. He says, hey guys, I'm a fan of the show and listen to it every single week. I just finished building this massive bunny in Minecraft using this program that converts a 3D model to blueprints, like block for block. But you have to make it yourself. I have heard on the show that you want something that builds it for you. I only know of something that does that for creative mode, not alpha. So anyway, here's the link. And he gets a link. And I just want to, I do want to clarify something. I don't want a mod that builds something for you.
No.
But I think people, like we have something on there that will build spheres and big buildings. So there are some tools for, what is that called?
Like pre-designed. Pre-built objects.
Like, which one does it? Map edit or is it cuboid?
Cuboid.
One of those. Anyway, but yeah, that's I like these things where they kind of give you the blueprints to build it. I think that's nice, and I think that's a good way to go about it because you can go crazy doing things like Spencer does and actually writing stuff down.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I saw his notes for the snow globe. They were crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, here, watch this. Boop. And I spawned a snow globe next to him.
You're full of hate.
This next one comes from Bob Awesome. Ow! He says, wouldn't it be awesome if you had this many crafting possibilities? And then he drops a link to a game called Doodle God. And I'm like, whatever. And then I went ahead and clicked on it anyway and played it. Loved it. It was awesome. So it has really nothing to do with Minecraft, but I had to drop this in there anyway because it's like you're crafting things. You're not building anything, but you there's so many things. You craft over 100, I think is it 119 things? Anyway, you start from air and fire and earth, and then you end up with like airplanes and cars and people, and it's really cool. I mean, it's a cheesy
it's
little
cool,
flash game.
Or is it
awesome? It's for the iPhone, too, but it costs money. So I'll drop the link for the free one. And next.
The next one is from Zoberer10110. Does anybody know what that is in binary?
It's the shaft in binary.
Oh, wow. Hey, guys, I wonder if you would think it would be cool to have a third-person camera view toggle. F5! Yes, it would be very cool. Also, unrelated.
He just called you out, Z.
I was walking around my single player mode at night when I saw a skeleton and a spider coming at me from the same direction. But when I looked closer, the skeleton was actually riding the spider, sitting on it, in fact, while shooting at me. Has anyone else seen this, or am I going crazy like they all said that I would?
Is he for real?
Hugs and kisses.
He is. We got an email from Notch that actually, because we asked him to be sure, because we didn't want to give out false information. And Notch replied, said, yes, this is something he put in. And later it's going to be pigmen riding ghasts, and it's going to be some crazy stuff coming our way.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
That's when...
maybe that's why there's saddles in the game already.
Yeah.
Lore
alert.
Then, of course, our other dude, awesome pal, chief...
Caleb!
Says, there's an interesting thing I noticed, and it's probably already been stated, but when one is spelunking, it is possible to see whether it is... day or night without the watch included in the Halloween update. All you have to do is turn on the fog. If the fog is light colored, then it's daytime outside, and if all you can see far away is darkness, it is night. Given that the only use for gold really is a watch, this isn't that useful. But in case you have a building project involving gold blocks, this might help. Love the podcast, guys. Keep it up.
Did I ever tell you that story? How I thought that we already had weather effects in the game because I kept accidentally hitting F and I thought I was getting fog.
Oh, I see.
So I was walking around Egypt. I had a view of like 20 blocks, you know?
And you're like, man, y'all made it really eerie.
And I'm
eerie,
like, wow, this is really, it's like all foggy. And people are like, what?
Like a dust storm.
What? And I'm like, no, really? You guys aren't seeing this? Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
Nice. Back in your noob days.
It was.
I noob
was
last week.
Newbie. Newbie, newbie, noob.
But basically, this one is colored fog. Like, I've noticed a blue fog before, but I haven't really noticed anything.
Well, what it is like, you know how I said, if you get a tunnel and you can see far off into the distance, that tunnel, well, the fog at the end will be colored based on the time of day, I assume.
Okay.
Is what he's saying.
Interesting. I shall try this and see if it's
now
true.
Do we want to do something crazy here?
That would be awesome.
We just got a message in, a voicemail in. Do we want to play it live?
We did. Weird.
We want to play it without listening to
it? Yeah, that sounds fun.
Am I on over here?
Skype's up. Yeah.
Yep, you are now.
It's apparently not awesome.
I like how the thing is moving, but there is silence.
Yeah, so...
So it's nothing?
You know what would have been awesome?
What?
Playing that live. Yeah. You know what's not awesome? No. Brent.
I am awesome.
He's awesome.
I just think this isn't on.
We did the test call earlier. It should work.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well,
it would have been cool, man.
That would have been.
It was from Ron Slack in the chat room. We'll get to it next week when we figure out what's wrong with Google, because Google messed up for some reason.
Sure.
It's Google's fault.
Cool. You should leave some iTunes reviews. I think everyone listening should leave an iTunes
review. Even more. Wow, you know, we've got over 100 now.
Really?
Yeah. Awesome.
I did not know that.
We asked and they delivered.
Wow. Yeah, we're changing how to log on to the server is you have to leave 5 reviews, and then you can get on the server now. We're changing it. I hope people don't mind. No, yeah, I'm just kidding.
You know what else you can do? You can call us on the telephone.
And we won't play it live.
Give us a ring.
Probably.
We'll try.
But we'll play it the next episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
256-812-1010. 1010.
1010.
1010.
You can follow us all on Twitter. Wes is Wes Wilson. Brent is Brent Copeland. And I am Nailhead. And you can follow the Shaft Podcast on Twitter.
Or you can follow Spencer too. He's Devil Turnip.
Hey, and are you fat and overweight and need to, you know, deal with that? If you are, you should go to eatsmartforlife.com and listen to another one of our podcasts.
There you go.
Project of the week. Put everything on fire out. Your project. Rebuild.
Are we done?
Make it bigger, stronger, faster.
Are we done? Are we done?
I think we are done.
Okay. See y'all next week.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey, this is Stuart. I'm S Sims 863 is my tag on Minecraft. I think you guys do a great job with the Shaft podcast. There's a lot of stuff in the game I wouldn't even know if I hadn't listened. I've got a job where I drive a long ways all night long, and I'm able to listen to the podcast, get home, play Minecraft, and try out all the new stuff I've heard. Thanks so much, and keep up the good work. Bye.
The Redstone Weekly. Okay, guys, considering this is the first episode of this segment, if you like, the Redstone Weekly is going to be about the technical aspects of Minecraft. I'm making this a segment because I'm sure you guys wouldn't want to listen to a whole podcast episode about the technical aspects. So I'm going to keep this to a minute and a half, 2 minutes, whatever. This one's going to be slightly longer because of this explanation. Yay. Okay, so without further ado, this week I'm going to be covering world size. Basically, the world goes up by 64 blocks at sea level and down by 64 blocks at sea level. A few days ago in multiplayer, we'll just... when the Halloween update came out, if you went above 62 blocks, you would get stuck in midair. This has now been fixed, so you can go up the full 64 blocks and not get stuck. Helpful for building those giant towers. Okay, the world also, it goes on, not forever. There's two limits. The first limit is hard drive space, or a size which is the equivalent of about 8 times the surface of the Earth. So that's plenty of space. I doubt that you will ever find one of those limits, because we're talking about a huge space here. Like, it's quite hard to imagine how big the surface area of the Earth is, and then times that by 8. It's not very comprehensible. Okay, so hopefully that's answered a few questions. If you want to know more, or if you want to suggest next week's topic, send me a PM on the forums. If you want to find out more about some of these facts that I'm giving out, you can go to the Mindpedia, which is minecraftwiki.net. Great source for everything Minecraft. That does sound like they're paying me, but they're not yet. Anyway, I've been Golden Buns, and I'll see you on the servers, and see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Come back next week. Let's do this again.
It definitely would have helped if I would have hit record.
He's funny. He's funny because he didn't hit record.
It's only 8:10. You should stick around.
No, I'm going. I'm leaving.
You're in a good mood tonight.
Fucking horrible mood.
Really?
Can't you tell?
I'll be in a good mood when I'm home playing Minecraft. You're all here doing a Nog podcast. Leak.
It's funny because it's true.
I'm destroying a pool. It's a monkey and he's dancing.
It's a TF2 site.
Your pool. Okay. It's a monkey and he's dancing and he's eating your poo. It's a monkey and he's dancing and he's eating your poo.
It's a monkey and he's dancing and he's eating your poo.
That was magnificent.
Dead Workers Party Network. You've got questions. We've got the shaft.